This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All is well in the plantation house, folks. LSU forward Angel Reese got her phone call from the massa, Joe Biden. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm just going to spell it out for you. Joe Biden called Angel Reese after Angel Reese called out Jill Biden because Dr. Jill screwed the pooch and then tried to sell the pups. And the White House had to step in to save Dr. Jill. Now, it should be noted that while Dr. Jill found herself embroiled in this controversy, the press refrained from calling her Dr. Jill. You're saying, Kevin, I already know about this story. What you going to tell me, black man, that I don't already know up in here? And I'm telling you right now, what I'm about to tell you, you don't know. Because I looked. I got curious because I wasn't hearing doctor. A title that Dr. Jill demands they use when they speak of her.
If you are to speak of me, you shall refer to me in my title, my royalty.
Yeah, apparently when it comes time to fight against racism claims, Dr. Jill relinquishes the title of doctor. And I wanted to make sure people did not disbelieve me. And when I wrote about this, I said, I took these screenshots. MSN News. Reese does not accept First Lady Jill Biden's apology after she invited LSU and Iowa, blah, blah, blah. Next one, The Guardian. LSU will visit the White House despite fallout from Jill Biden. Here's the tease below it. Vanessa Valdivia, a spokesperson for Jill Biden, has said the First Lady had meant no disrespect to LSU, blah, blah, blah. Next one, you ready? ABC News. White House clarifies Jill Biden's comment on inviting Iowa. A spokesperson for Jill Biden on Tuesday walked back her suggestion, dot, dot, dot. As you can see, folks, there's not a doctor in the house. I love this story. I don't think anybody else is talking about this. Yeah. Joe Biden, Joe, the Demento, Captain Demento, couldn't be seen as only calling the woman in question, who is this chick Reese. So while he called Reese to congratulate her, he had to call to pay reparations for his egotistical shrew. He then spoke to the LSU Tigers head coach, Kim Mulkey, white chick, because he couldn't make it sound like he was taking up for old Dr. Jill. And the reason why I bring up them not using the title doctor, they had to make her more human. They couldn't say Dr. Jill because it would make her too powerful in comparing herself to this girl Reese. What was her first name? Angela? I honestly don't remember. Angel. So it was, I was close. Angel Reese. So anyway, you can see that this all had to occur, but some are calling it a foul. This is what they wrote about this, a foul, and the White House is playing pickup. They walked back her suggestion of bringing the losing team along with the winning team to the White House. And let me tell you, Jill Biden saying, why don't we bring the Iowa girls as well? They played really hard. Yeah. I think I talked about this to somebody, maybe it was on this show, and I said the idea of you congratulating the second place team, see, that's the standard that the White House has set. Everybody gets a trophy. It's not a big deal to come here. Even the loser gets to come here. How fitting is that, right? Even the loser can be president. He could be the actual person who did not win the election, and he can be president. So you know what? Let's bring in the losers. And I told you, I saw where Angel Reese was racializing this. And I don't know, I don't care whether she did or she didn't, frankly. Because I don't really believe that the Bidens are like KKK kind of racist. I think they're worse than that because they really don't understand their racism. Now, Jill Biden not seeing the optics of these Iowa girls being mostly white, but I can't imagine. Does Iowa have any black girls on their team? I'm going to bet you money Iowa has a black girl or two on their team. I'll bet you money. So was it completely, you know, about the color? No. But it is about meritocracy. But the story has another twist, which is why I say Massa called and the plantation's back in order and everybody don't have to worry because the cotton will be picked this farming season. And I jokingly said, hello, the plantation is calling for Miss Angel Reese. The Department of Leftist Etiquette apparently reached out to Ms. Reese only a few days after she said she would not visit the White House. She recanted. Here's what she said. Just going back on it, you don't get that experience to visit the White House ever, Reese said in an interview with ESPN. Now, first of all, I want to remind everybody, we're talking chick basketball. I know. Why should they even get to go to the White House? Let me put it another way. In 2 years, it'll be trans basketball players accepting their visits to the White House. Just going back on it. Here's my point. Either you stand on principle or you don't. For Reese to be swayed by a phone call from that bonehead Joe Biden proves that what I and most Americans know about leftists, and particularly black leftists, they're sellouts. Reese was right to recognize that what Jill Biden did was wrong. But Biden's actions were not wrong for racist reasons, as I stated earlier. They were wrong for merit reasons. No second place team should get invited to the White House. I don't even like when they give out trophies for second place. I understand it. At second and third, you want somebody to take home something, but it should be one trophy, that's it. Short break, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You ever watch TV or a series and it frustrates you? Or you go to watch, you're looking for something to watch on TV and you want, you're like, I love like murder mystery, but real life ones. And sometimes I'll go, oh, I can't handle this today. And then sometimes I'll want to put on comedy and I'll go, can't handle this today. That's rare for comedy. Generally speaking, I want to have a chuckle. But my point is, you're sort of in a mood for one thing or the other. And then you have friends. We have a lot of friends, and we tell each other, oh, you got to watch this series or this show, because you don't want to waste your time. Time is precious. And so we'll swap. Hey, check this out. Check that out. And even it wasn't a lot of arm twisting to get me to watch Better Call Saul, because I really like Bob Odenkirk. He's the main character. And if you watched Breaking Bad, you know who he is. He was the lawyer, Saul, whose really name was Jimmy Mills. Anyway, unbelievable series. And you want to know what I liked about it? It developed Saul, who is a shyster, probably in every sense of the word. His brother, played by Michael McKean, is an absolute gifted lawyer. And his younger brother, Jimmy, a.k.a. Saul, is a guy that's always looking for the shortcut. And you can parallel it to the right and the left, Democrats and Republicans, good guys and bad guys or whatever, and you find out there's gray area on all sides. But Saul, in this, I found myself not wanting to watch episodes because you know what he kept doing? He kept getting himself into trouble. And he kept always involving other people in his schemes to the point where you go, God, will you just stop? Can you just play it by the rules, man? And you know what? He can't. He's always looking for the angle. Always orchestrating something. And I'm telling you, when you watch it, you chuckle. There are times you're cheering for him, and there are times you're going, will you just stop already? Anybody watched it? If you have, I'd love your take. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Would love your take. So, Saul is this, he's developed this, you know, the character between him and his brother, Michael McKean, who plays this, his role fantastically. And I'm not even going to bore you with, I'm not going to give a whole lot away, but if you did see Breaking Bad, you see how all of this got to where it got to. And you know what else you see? You see the dirty underbelly of politics. You see the good and the bad. You see those who struggle between the good and the bad. Saul's girlfriend struggles with it. Most of the attorneys struggle with it. You see the system in a way that whoever did it, their consultants did a great job in that whole process. They really did. They made what I consider to be a masterpiece. And I'm not trying, this isn't to get you to watch it. If you like that kind of thing, fine. But I promise you, if you watch it, you're going to have some of these same feelings I'm talking about, where you're cheering for the underdog. But is it really the underdog? Are we really cheering for the wrong guy? And of course, I think if you're cheering for Saul, you are cheering for the wrong guy. It's ultimately, he's dealing with the dregs of society, and he rationalizes getting him out of it, and he doesn't have a sincere bone in his body. You wonder, I mean, I'm wondering, does he really care about his girlfriend? Or is she just one of the pawns in this long game, you know, the long con? And it makes, look, I'm telling you this because I think it'll help you sort of look at life differently. Entertaining, of course, but you'll apply it. You may even apply it to yourself. You may wonder, which character am I? What would I have done in a similar circumstance? Will you rationalize this? It's like, I could put you in a scenario, Kevin, I would never kill. I go, yeah, you would. Don't tell me you wouldn't kill. I would never do that. I would never, never. Don't tell me that. I'm going to put you in a circumstance where you, okay. I said this before. I've said it many times. To give me your gun activist. Oh, I hate guns. I'd never own a gun. Gun. I'm anti-gun. Okay, great. There's a dude. He's about to choke the life out of your kid. And you, the only thing standing between him choking your kid to death and you stopping him is a gun. Would you shoot him? Just say yes and shut up. Please. Women, you could be sexually assaulted. You're walking the street, you could be sexually assaulted, but in your purse, you forgot you had your girlfriend's gun because you took it from her because you were so anti-gun. Would you pull the gun out to stop your own sexual assault of you from somebody? Would you pull a gun out? Would you use it? Okay, just shut up. Yeah. You would pray to God it's not on safety. And if it was on safety, you'd be looking at that gun, trying to get it off safety. Don't play with me. I'll put you in a circumstance and make you a liar. Because we have it. The problem with being so far removed from a topic is you say, oh, it's never going to happen to me, so I'm not worried about it until it happens to you. That's why you have insurance. But most people don't want car insurance. You get it because it's mandated. And you don't think about it. Until you're using it, you're like, man, I don't know why I got insurance. Then, bam, somebody hits you or whatever, and you go, I'm sure glad. Oh, you hit them. Sure glad I have this insurance. That's why you have it. I don't like insurance. I don't like a lot of stuff. But I know I got to have it. You know what I really like? I like protecting myself. I like knowing that I'm not waiting on a first responder. I think it's so disingenuous to call people a first responder. I mean, don't misunderstand me. If a bridge collapses and there's nothing I can do, that's a first responder. But when it comes to your personal safety, you want to know who the first responder is or should be? I think you know the answer. I'm not even going to finish it. Okay, you should be it. How long are you going to wait on a cop to come help you out of your situation? Somebody's got a gun. Somebody's got a knife on you. Somebody's got a knife on you, and you say, oh, sorry, buddy. You breach in your holster there, and you pull out you show them the weapon and say, you brought a knife to a gunfight. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. I know what happens. People get out of there. They're afraid. They're going to run. And rightfully so. You better run. Get out of here. Anyway, Better Call Saul. It's worth a watch because I think you'll learn from it. And if you like Breaking Bad, it will really put things into perspective. And I can't wait for the next season, even though at some point it's obviously got to end.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's very personal in Louisville, Kentucky for Mayor Craig Greenberg.
Last year, I survived a workplace shooting. And now yesterday, I've lost a very close friend in another workplace shooting.
Police say yesterday's shooter legally bought the rifle he used to kill five and wound half a dozen others at a bank in downtown Louisville. President Biden's heading to Ireland and Northern Ireland for a four-day trip. He'll mark the 25th anniversary of the U.S. brokered Good Friday Agreement. Democrats will hold next year's national convention in Chicago, which beat out New York and Atlanta. Watching every NFL game this fall on YouTube TV will cost you $349 if you are already a subscriber, if not $449. DirecTV charged just under $300 for all the games last season. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson is investigating this on the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic, and he joins us now. Congressman, Doctor, thanks for joining us. I know you've had a lot of work in this. Explain to us what we're seeing here.
Well, thanks, Joey. Well, the biggest thing here is that the Republicans have the majority now. We do have the Select Committee on Coronavirus to be started. We're starting to get access to a lot of emails we didn't have. We have whistleblowers and witnesses that are coming forward. And one of the things that we're discovering here is the vaccine approval process in the Biden administration may have been driven for political reasons, not for safety reasons. What we see is that the Pfizer had requested an approval process for full approval of their vaccine because, remember, up until that point, it was being used kind of an experimental status under emergency use authorization. They wanted full approval. They applied for that in May of 2021. This is an approval process that normally takes 10 to 12 months. In July 16 of 2021, the FDA came back and said, we will give you an approval. We will start the approval process and we will expedite it so that they could do it potentially in 6 months, which is the shortest period possible, right? And so they had a stated approval date of January of 2022. Well, privately, we see these emails where they're saying they want it approved by September of 2021, which was way faster, 4 months faster than the expedited approval process and 8 months faster than the standard process. Well, there were people like Dr. Gruber, who, like you said, was the director of the vaccine vaccine research and that program that was approved, yeah, that was responsible for approving it. She was running that program. She and other members of the FDA were up in arms. And we see all these emails where they're bantering back and forth and they're saying, hey, this is not safe. Remember, this is a vaccine that was being used under brand new technology. We had tons of data coming in, tons and tons of data. We had a lot of reports of vaccine-related injury and side effects that were coming in. So this was a behemoth of a request anyway, so to look at all this information.
If it's true that this was sped up, and it kind of alludes to that in saying we can't do it, we can't speed it up anymore, which means it was sped up at some point, who sped it up?
Well, the Biden administration sped it up. The people from the EOP were pushing people at the FDA. Dr. Gruber actually resigned in protest because she said this is not how this process is supposed to work. We cannot review all this information in this short period of time. It's unsafe. And Joey, they had set the date for January of 2022. Mind you, the process didn't even start until July 16 of 2021. And after Dr. Gruber left, you know when they approved it? They approved it in August 23rd of 2021. 5 weeks after it started, 5 weeks after the process, it was approved in 5 weeks. It was supposed to take, you know, initially 10 to 12 months and then 6 months with the expedited process. Here's the kicker. Why did they do that? Because they had been talking for some period of time about vaccine mandates. The Biden administration knew that they were going to have a real problem trying to push vaccine mandates using a vaccine, yeah, that was being administered under emergency use authorization. They'd already been talking about the military, about, healthcare workers. And so that's what they did. The day after it was approved, approved on the August the 24th. DOD secretary mandated it for all members of the military, and CMS followed right after that. There's a lot here.
Well, it's hard to believe it's going to take decades for the American people or even Congress at large to see.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. But that was Congressman Ronnie Jackson talking about expedited COVID drug approvals and how it was all done in order to orchestrate lockdowns and forced vaccinations and stuff like that. How sinister all this stuff is. How just amazingly evil the Biden administration is and the people running it. It's not Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden's a bad guy per se. He's an idiot, but that doesn't make you a bad guy. I think Joe Biden's following orders. Is it the person that you think it is? I just talked about Better Call Saul. All along, when I was watching Breaking Bad, you're thinking, who's the bad guy? Who's the bad guy? And it was the guy that owned Los Pollos Hermanos. The Hispanic dude that, very soft-spoken, always giving to civic charities. I mean, was this not the perfect character? The one who, front-facing, seems like he's just a normal, everyday guy. But behind the scenes, he's building the big meth lab. He's the biggest drug distributor in the Southwest. I could go on. But his front-facing was very different. You can look and investigate the timeline that got a drug approved in 5 weeks that was supposed to take a year under normal circumstances in 6 months if it was expedited. How do you get that done in 5 weeks? And it hits a timeline that allows them to lock down and then force vaccinations, because you couldn't do that with it being under experimental. Because people could go, no, it's experimental. Now it's approved. And I remember all the pushback that people would give me. Kevin Jackson, how dare you, man? Blah, 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 blah. You're misinformation. Well, they're not apologizing, but I know you're out there.
All right, what is your reaction about what the WHO has said? They're saying that healthy children and teenagers probably don't need the COVID vaccine. They say the traditional shots are more important.
Yeah, that's right. So the World Health Organization is coming out with their new guidelines. They do say if you're still high risk to get a booster every 6 months to a year. But when it comes to age 6 months of age and up to 17 years of age, that's not recommended for most young teenagers. And that makes sense. Kids, they are the lowest risk group when it comes to severe complications with COVID. And on top of that, we've reached a level of population immunity. Many children, more than 88%, have already had COVID. So they have that protection from natural immunity. And many of them also have had vaccines. So when you combine protection from vaccination, protection from infection and reinfection, you're at low risk. And it makes sense that you don't need to have that additional shot unless you have any underlying medical circumstances, but is it a significant public health benefit to vaccinate toddlers? At this point, the answer is no.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Well, what changed? What changed? Oh, well, Kevin, a lot of people got vaccinated. No, she said it. Two words. Natural immunity. We've been talking about this since we were blue in the face. Rand Paul brought it up to Fauci. It's better than the effect and efficacy of the vaccine, blah, blah, blah. He gave us a bunch of gobbledygook. And those among us who just said, you know what? I know how the good Lord made me. And outside of some crazy diabolical pathogen that you'd have to go looking for, you know, like messing around with monkeys or something, or bats, I'm going to be able to get through this. The body will do it. Now, that being said, every season, look, I watch a lot of nature. And here's what I will tell you. The predators, and these include the biological predators, target the young and the weak. And generally, when you say young and weak, young, by definition, are weak, and older are weak. That's who's targeted. And this idea that, I mean, again, take your pick, flu, you know, it kills the young and the weak. Variations of the flu, the young and the weak, hepatitis, the young and the weak. I'm not saying that healthy people can't die. They do every day. But this is who gets targeted. So the WHO issues these new guidelines, which are common sense guidelines, and the FDA still hasn't approved.
Oh, well, we still differ. We still believe you need to be get boosted and all that.
Go back. It doesn't take us going back that far. Look at your drive down the road signs when you're on the highway.
Gets cool. We've vaccinated this many people. This many people are now vaxxed. This many people are double vaxxed. This many people have survived or whatever.
Signs are gone. We used to get bombarded with COVID. Go get here, get this done. Oh my gosh, are you vaccinated? They're still pushing it a little bit, but not nearly as much. And I keep telling you guys, I'll be honest, it isn't happening as fast as I thought it would, but I said they would start to back away from it little by little and then pretend it didn't happen. And then eventually, as with all things leftists, they got to blame somebody. They're going to blame us. They're going to blame Trump. Remember when we were the super spreaders? You know, the great unwashed, the pure bloods? You're a super spreader, Kevin. You won't even get the shot because you might get it, and then you're a spreader. Well, then they get the shot, and then what happened? They would get the disease. They would get the virus, but they weren't super spreaders.
Oh, you get the shot, but even if you get the shot, you can't give it to anybody, even though you get COVID.
Yeah, let me have a fun. Have some fun. Take it out to any logical conclusion of what they said, where they told you, if you get the shot, you can't get the disease. If you get the disease, it won't be as bad. If you get it as bad, you can't spread it. If you do go to the hospital, well, you won't die. Well, you won't get as sick. Oh, okay, well, you might die, but you're not going to die as harshly as other people died. I mean, what other nonsense could you give in order to rationalize your BS around this farce?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
We talk often about unintended consequences, but there are also intended consequences. Things that people play out, and we can't make sense of it because it doesn't make sense. Like locking down an entire nation, killing an economy. By the way, I saw a meme that said, Joe Biden, you can't count the jobs you killed just because they come back. Because Biden says he created 11 million jobs. Yeah, I killed 10 million so I could create 11 million. Okay, that works for you. The intended consequences are what we should be thinking about, not the unintended. I mean, those are bad because you figure if you do something stupid, there's an unintended consequence, and you say, well, shouldn't they have known that? Or, well, not necessarily, but when they know the consequence and they do something, that's scary. And we live in a time where people know the consequences. They know the consequences of their actions. They know that what they do is not going to impact us positively in any way, shape, or form. Oh, I know. They think they're outthinking us. Kevin, there's going to be a whole new future. I know. I watch The Peripheral. I love that show. I tell you guys, if you want to see what they see as a dystopian future, look at The Peripheral, where they can create fake versions of you. They will take your entire identity, make a new you in another world. I know. He sounds weird. Somebody's going to listen to this broadcast in the future and say, that guy was either, you know, smoking drugs and doing drugs or something, which I don't do drugs. I want to be clear now and in the future that I've never done drugs. Or they're going to go, he was very good at predicting, which I'm really not, because all I'm doing is telling you what I've seen. Hollywood's not that creative. The people explaining these things to us are people who are working in labs that are developing this technology. It's all leaking out because it is going to get out. I talk about robotics and the strides that have been made in robotics over the past three decades. It is astronomical. You know, robots used to walk. Pretty soon when you do the robot, nobody's going to know what you were doing. They're like, what's he doing? You know how the robot is, the iconic dance? Nobody's going to know what that is, because robots won't move like that. They will move like we move. Imagine the most perfectly developed specimen. Man. The bipodal man that moves on 2 legs, 2 feet, and he's made to be bionic in every way. He's physically able to do whatever he does, and he's on a nuclear charged battery that cannot go out, and he can outthink you. He's got artificial intelligence to outthink you. I mean, wow. And I told you guys before, I wanted to be one of those guys that designed this equipment and looked into this stuff. And now that we've mapped the human genome, we've got nanotechnology that can go in and repair the body and do certain things, we have the ability to some degree to play God. Say you've got a brain disease, and I can target nanotech specifically to that brain disease, repair it, keep those nanotech objects in there to hold off whatever it would be eating your brain. How long could I keep you around? And how about tapping into that age area, or the strength area, the stamina area, lung capacity? I mean, all these different things that we can now map, but we cure nothing. We still cure nothing. Anyway, I'm all out to talk about this cost estimates of Wu Flu lockdowns. This is from Zero Hedge. New report estimates that 26.6 million people were injured, 1.36 million disabled, 300,000 excess deaths can be contributed to COVID-19 vaccine damages in 2022 alone, which cost the economy nearly $150 billion. Research firm Finance, PHINANCE Technologies, founded and operated by former BlackRock portfolio manager Ed Dowd, Yuri Nunes, PhDs in physics and masters of science in mathematics, and Carlos Algeria, PhD in physics and finance, split the impact of the vaccines into 4 broad categories to estimate the human costs associated with that vaccine, no effect or asymptomatic, those who sustained injuries, mild to moderate outcome, those who became disabled, severe outcome, and death, extreme outcome. Data on vaccine disabilities and injury comes directly from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, while the excess death figures are derived from official figures on deaths in the U.S. via 2 different methods, and they talk about those methods, the methodologies. They say it's important to note that people in one category, injured, for example, can move into latter categories of severity, which the analysis does not take into consideration. So even though some of these people got worse, they didn't move them into those areas. And they said, we need to remember that not only are these groupings an attempt to characterize different levels of damage from the inoculations, they are not static and could interact with each other. For example, there might be individuals who had no visible effects after the vaccination, but nonetheless could still be impacted. Individuals with mild injuries from the inoculations could, over time develop severe injuries to the extent of being disabled or an extreme outcome such as death. So here's what they estimate the cost. They say, in analyzing each of the categories, they use absolute excess lost work time from a previous report to determine that the direct economic cost of vaccine injuries was $79.5 billion in 2022 and $52.5 billion for those with severe disabilities. For deaths, finance used the average yearly absolute rise in excess deaths since 2021, which was 0.05% for the 25 to 64-year-old demographic, which amounted to $5.6 billion in lost productivity. In total, they found the total economic cost of $147.8 billion due to COVID vaccines. That is what they say is the cost of Wu Flu. Now, what they didn't factor in was the money that got robbed from you that was put into PPP, and people used those funds and abused those funds, and that could add a whole other layer of billions and billions of dollars, given that we've now spent well over $6 trillion fighting a disease that is a man-made disease that is more or less like a bad season of the flu, and that we've been lied to the whole time. Those are not my numbers. You can go look that up at finance, finance.com, and evaluate it for yourself. I played the Pierce Morgan clip where he talked about, you know, I may have overreacted a bit when it comes to COVID. No, you didn't just overact a bit. I might have. No, you did. And you know what's interesting? I remember walking through the airport and all the mask Nazis and the, you know, the vaccine Nazis and all these people. Where are they now? If you said some of them are dead, you'd be right. But where are they? These people were vitriolic, mean-spirited. Told you. I was getting on off of a plane. My mask was down a little bit as I was reaching, you know, down to get my bag. And a guy says, you need to pull your mask up. And I said, you need to mind your business. And then this kid yells at me, you're killing people. He went off. And I said, look, I listened to the flight attendants and the captain and the co-pilot. That's it. I don't listen to any of you. Y'all can tell me what to do. He's yelling. And I told him, see, what's interesting about this, you wouldn't be yelling at me off this parking lot, off this airport property. You wouldn't have the guts. And so anyway, we walk out, and he got kicked off the plane. The cop was telling me, you know, Kevin, I agree with you. Masks are stupid, blah, blah, blah. We're forced to do it, but... you know, we understand. And the pilot of that aircraft, I give Southwest Airlines credit, kicked that kid off. I'll be honest with you. I was a little concerned. They might kick me off. But they didn't. Because all I said was, you need to mind your business. You can't tell me what to do. You're not a flight attendant or the captain or the co-captain. Period. So, there you go. But where are these people? The ones that were getting in your face, the ones that accosted a guy at Costco that I jumped in the middle of, and others that I saw. Where are they now? Will any of those clowns step up and give us some of our money back?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.